To keep up with demand, the state has tripled its capacity to test for the H1N1 virus. The Department of Health has added two new test sites, one run by the Milwaukee Health Department and another private lab in Milwaukee. Also, the Wisconsin State Lab of Hygiene in Madison has received new testing equipment from the Centers for Disease Control. DHS spokesman Seth Buffelli says because of this, Wisconsin will see a jump in the number of probable cases.
Our numbers are starting to increase in terms of the number of probables we're reported. That's just really kind of a reflection of the fact that we're running through samples a lot faster than we had been previously.
Buffelli says the CDC is planning to let states give final confirmation because of staffing shortages. Until then, Buffelli says each probable case is being treated as if it were confirmed.
95% of all the probable cases submitted by the states to CDC have been confirmed. So practically speaking, as soon as we get a probable test, we treat that as if it's a confirmed test.
The bulk of the probable cases are coming from the southeastern part of the state and mainly from urban areas. So far, no probable cases have been submitted from northwestern Wisconsin. In Superior, Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.